A debate about freedom of speech took place July 10, when Cochrane Town Council voted 5-2 in favor of reinstating the public's ability to comment on the municipality's Facebook posts. Originally part of a notice of motion in the meeting, council unanimously agreed that voting on opening the comment section would take place post-discussion as it was the last regular meeting before council's summer recess. In terms of voting to open commenting on Facebook, all but Mayor Jeff Janung and Count Susan Flowers voted in favor of the motion. The notice of motion, originally brought forward by Count Tara McFadden, was for council to direct administration to enable comments on the Town of Cochrane's Facebook page effective immediately across all of its social media platforms. We know that last September Facebook comments were disabled and there's been ongoing conversation around that, both in the community and the public engagement communication survey, about that, McFadden said. McFadden said that overall, reinstating public comments would demonstrate the desire to bring back another form of public engagement that would help better serve the community in providing feedback, and better enhance the way council engages with residents. Alex Reed argued the rights of those who wished to safely participate in public discourse were challenged in the community after the comments were turned off, and he believes those rights are important to freedom of speech. I think council has a responsibility to all of its citizens, that there be a safe place for internet discussion, away from internet trolls, the social media bullies, the social media bigots, and the wannabe fringe politicians who lure in the shadows of Facebook and elsewhere, Reed said. We've seen and experienced numerous examples of this, including recent in-person public forum council held, which is a visual reflection of a Facebook Live. Reed suggested if council wanted to show leadership in the community, it could be done through implementing software to address those aforementioned trolls, bullies, and bigots. If we don't show that leadership, then I wonder who does, Reed said. Quote opening square bracket dot. Dot dot closing square bracket. In support of the motion, at least its intent, I think it's appropriate that measures and safeguards be put in place, such as the software that Count Wilson, Mayor Janung, and I had the opportunity of seeing in Toronto. So that all members of our community feel safe in being able to express and voice their opinions. Count Marnie Fedeco said returning comments to all social media platforms would be an important step, and added it is possible to implement parameters to block hateful speech. I don't think we need to spend more time on studies, wondering whether or not this is just something that is good or not, she said. Fedeco agrees it is important to provide a safe place for online discussion, but it is more important that the town hears from its residents. They're not always all bad, Fedeco said. Sometimes those comments have led to me being aware of issues that exist in our community, so I would hate to say they are all negative and not they're worthy. I think there's a real opportunity, I think it's just up to us to be able to buffer what we want to see. Bullies exist everywhere unfortunately, and certainly not just on social media. Playing devil's advocate, Count Susan Flowers argued she has not seen any benefit from turning on comments on social media. I've seen a lot more problems than benefits, Flowers said. And there is, like I say, there's other ways of gathering information, there's numerous ways. Alongside a push for more initiatives like surveys to better gain feedback in the community, Flowers added both town staff and council members should be protected from abusive behavior that can impact the mental health of those who are at the ranch house. I can't think of any good reasons to turn it back on, so for that reason, I can't support it, Flowers said. Count Morgan Nagel outlined his support to turn the comments back on. Philosophically speaking, I actually totally disagree that it is more important to provide a safe space for people who aren't offended than freedom of speech, Nagel said. I personally believe freedom of speech is far more important than being offended. In terms of dealing with online trolls, Nagel acknowledged they exist and suggested town administration use Facebook's built-in language filter to block hate speech. He also suggested adding a disclaimer beneath all town posts that outline the comments are not actively moderated and the comments below do not reflect the views of administration. Deputy Mayor Wilson said he respectfully disagreed with Reid, which he found both surprising and rare. Free speech isn't just one of our democratic rights, it's the keystone right without which no other right can exist, Wilson said. I know this is a small issue, but it's the thin tip of a wedge of our most important freedom. I'm not comfortable with software moderation either because I'm not comfortable with freedom of speech curation. I think it leads to bad outcomes. Wilson believes council made a mistake 6 months ago, the relatively small issue represents a fundamental Canadian right and freedom, and that comments should be turned back on. He thanked McFadden for acting first and beating him to the punch on the topic. Discussion returned to Cowan. McFadden, who outlined community engagement as critical to council's decision. Right now, they are on social media, and so that's where we need to engage, McFadden said. And from a transparency and communication level, that's where we need to be. In a second round of discussion before voting, Cowan. Reid clarified he was not suggesting everything was negative, but only looked to create a safe space for discussion in the community. He also asked administration if there would be any additional cost and what the reporting would look like. They clarified that it would be at no cost and engagement would be examined on all social media platforms and reported back to council. Mayor Janung said he agrees with some of the sentiments shared by council and is interested in finding a way forward that creates a safe space online for discussion. There's certainly tool out there that I think can provide a happy medium here somewhere, he said. Reading the writing on the wall tonight, it would appear there's at least a clear majority to move forward with the notice of motion and 2/3 majority vote.